Here on the Chris Fade Show, it was Friday that Pretty and I got to go to the beautiful hotel, the one and only, and it was with IWC to catch up with the beautiful Cate Blanchett.
Like, so stunning in person, even more
than photos.
Like, she's gorgeous.
She is. Not even just being around Cate Blanchett, you could sense there's a reason why this person is a two-time Oscar winner. There's something about her personality. There's something about her voice, the way she holds herself. And I've always said, the bigger the celebrity that we get to interview and meet, the more professional and the nicer that they are. It's these C and D grade celebrities that you come across sometimes that
are just complete.
But someone like, we walked into this beautiful, like, sort of lounge room.
Private room.
We call it like the salon in, like,
you know, you've
got that house, the room in your house that you never go into.
It's only for the guests.
That's what I felt like we walked into. It was a corner chair. Rossi was not invited. And
I didn't have a suit that fits me.
Yeah.
Got a little bit bigger recently.
We caught up with Cate Blanchett. Have a listen to this. So here we are, beautiful hotel.
Beautiful company.
Oh my gosh. Cate Blanchett, hey, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
This is very cool. Welcome back. Welcome back to Dubai. This is your third diff?
It is. My third diff. It is my third diff. I've been part of the IWC filmmakers jury twice before, so this is the third time.
And how did that partnership with IWC, the filmmaking part, happen?
I think it happened through the shared love of cinema. As a brand, Georges Cohn, who was then leading the company, was obsessed with film. And we met somewhere, and he saw that I was wearing a very masculine watch, because I've always, I suppose, been drawn to more masculine tailoring, masculine jewellery. And then we started talking about film. And so it sort of developed from there. And so it's great. I mean, they're big, thank you, big supporters of a lot of film festivals, Toronto, London, and, of course, here in Dubai, which is great.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, obviously, as well, the local market across the Middle East, filmmakers here in the Middle East, I feel like they're also stepping up their game. We've had some really good films come out of the Middle East over the last couple of years. Do you see it advancing? Do you see it sort of, I don't want to use the word catching up, but do you see, you enjoy the films that are getting made out this way?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say catching up, because I think often when, and I see it even in Australia, you know, being a relatively small but very potent film industry, is that there's so much unique product that's made there, but there can be an insecurity that somehow you have to make films like the rest of the world. I don't know where that is. Is it India? Is it so-called Hollywood? It's like these bigger industries. But I think then what happens is there starts to become a kind of a homogeneity of the filmmaking vision, which is ultimately incredibly boring. And what I love about the films that are breakout films from the region, that are often showed at film festivals and then, you know, get relatively small releases elsewhere, is that they've got a very particular sensibility and often are made on the smell of an oily rag. You know, they're very, very, very powerful films made for very little and often about adversity. And that seems to be, I mean, each region sort of has each area, you know, in the world has a sort of a story that they tell itself, and it's often about adversity, and it's often told with great good humour and wit.
And let's talk about acting for you, Cate. How did Cate Blanchett get into acting?
I did it as a hobby, actually. I never once thought that it was something you could do with your with your life. I do it as a profession. I always thought that I'd end up being an architect. My father was in advertising. I thought, oh, I might do that. You know, you always sort of ape your parents' professions early on. So I went to university to study fine arts and economics. I thought I'd get into gallery curation. I unfortunately didn't have any gift in painting or drawing or sculpting, but I had a good eye. I just then wasn't studying at university. I just kept being in theatre. And so then I auditioned to get into NIDA, the National Institute, and got in. And sort of it went from there, really.